We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dave here. The CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline is busy this morning. I wanted to invite Dr. Henry Ting. He is Mayo Clinic's chief value officer, but also a cardiologist and a researcher, by the way, who led the development of a new online tracking tool for Mayo. Dr. Ting, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, great to have you on. This is an interesting development. What can you tell us about this Mayo Clinic tracker?
Yeah, we have been using this tracker internally for about 6 months during the COVID pandemic. But we developed this tracker and wanted to make it consumer and publicly facing so that our public and the people can look at this and start tracking how many cases are in their local communities and counties where they live and work, and projections for the next week of how many cases there will be in their counties where they live and work.
So does that make this different from the others, the fact that we can go county by county on this, Doctor?
Yeah, it does make a little bit of difference. Most of the other sort of prediction maps or trackers that you've seen are looking at predicting the number of deaths at the state or country level, or the number of cases at the state or country level. This offers a bit more granularity, so you can get, what's going on in Hennepin County or Olmsted County as opposed to other places in Minnesota. And as we know, the outbreaks and the surges of cases, even in a state like Minnesota, could be quite heterogeneous.
Will this tool also then offer some public health messages that we could use as consumers?
Yeah, absolutely. With the COVID pandemic now entering its sixth and seventh months, we continue to see innovations and discoveries on diagnosis, treatments, vaccines, and testing. And sometimes there's conflicting or controversial information in the media about how those are interpreted. With Mayo Clinic being a well-recognized and trusted organization in healthcare, we hope to provide Mayo-branded or vetted information so that we can provide that information about diagnosis, testing, treatments, and vaccines to the patients and the public about what is the science and data telling us.
Let me go back to how long you've been using this at the Mayo facilities, when you developed it, and did you expect it when you were first working on it to be available to the public?
Yeah, I mean, when we first were facing the COVID pandemic, we really wanted to be good stewards of the organization's constraints and resources. So things like ICUs, our staffing and nurses and physicians, ventilators, medications. So we wanted to prepare for COVID hospitalizations and patients at our 20 hospitals across four states. So we developed this prediction model really to help our hospitals prepare and plan and to deploy those resources where they're needed the most. And our tool has been incredibly accurate at predicting the surges, the rises and falls and plateaus at all of our hospitals, including the recent surge and rise in cases we experienced in Arizona. But we've always wanted to actually make it available to the public because we think sharing this information with the public so they're informed about what's going on in their community and their counties, that they could use that information to make decisions about sort of, will I travel to a certain location and should I continue the effective safety protocols of masking, distancing, hand hygiene, and environmental surface cleaning.
Wow, that's fascinating stuff. The availability of it, how do we get to see it? Where do we go to find this?
Yeah, it's on our website, we'd be happy to provide the link to that website. But it's available, and it's on mailclinic.org. But you can go to the Mayo Clinic website and see the U.S. coronavirus trends. Let me see if I can actually read you the actual address. It's www.mayoclinic.org/coronavirus-COVID-19 map, and you'll be able to find that.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Say, Dr. Ting, let me ask you this, because I know as a cardiologist and a researcher, and I don't know if you have any thoughts on it, but and I know you have an interest in sports cardiology as well, so I would ask you, we're talking a lot this morning about the Big Ten going to give fall football a shot after all, and part of it includes the establishment of something called a cardiac registry to study the effects of COVID-19 that it has on athletes' hearts. Any reaction or thoughts on that, Dr. Ting? Has this been around a while, or is this something new?
Yeah, so I'm a college football fan as well, Dave, so thank you for asking that question. I think the important thing is I think we have enough understanding of the disease and enough rapid point-of-care testing available now that we can create a scenario where as long as the athletes follow the safety protocols and get repeat testing on an almost daily basis, then we can find out who might be infected so that they don't expose others. But I do think the other question that you asked about sort of looking at the long-term effects of COVID, that's worthy of investigation and study. We really don't know that right now in terms of what percentage of athletes who have infection with COVID, what are the long-term sequelae, particularly with regards to scarring or inflammation of the heart. And that's something we need to have a lot more sort of athletes in a registry to better understand that.
Dr. Ting, thanks so much for taking my phone call earlier this morning. Look forward to the tracker. Thanks for sharing that information as well. And stay safe, please.
Appreciate the opportunity. You too, Dave.
Dr. Henry Ting, Mayo Clinic Chief Value Officer, but a cardiologist and a researcher. And he is our guest here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. This is WCCO. The morning news continues. All the news straight ahead in 4 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.